We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and I'm being joined today by Brent Neuberger. He's a technical service manager for FMC here in Iowa. Brent, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Oh, thanks you.
So we've been having, I would say unusual, but this is just beyond unusual for spring planting conditions. It's been so wet, and we're finally seeing a couple days here where it might just back off just enough. But, with this delayed planting and the wet conditions, we've got some issues that we've got to be aware of that could be coming up further on down the line, and it's not too early to start thinking about that. And that's frog eye leaf spot. And, Brent, you've got some information for us.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's one of these where, anytime we're talking disease, we always got to think of that, disease triangle, which is, one side's inoculum, one side's appropriate host, susceptible host. And the other side's environment. And so a lot of these diseases, like the wetter conditions, the cool conditions, warm conditions, that moist environment really can enhance that part of that triangle.
And frog eye leaf spot, while we've seen it before, we're starting to see some resistance build up, and that's been happening more and more here in Iowa and other states in the region, correct?
Exactly. I mean, I guess I go back 2-3 years, you heard a lot of it, in southern Illinois, Kentucky, the Missouri and stuff. But, we have confirmed cases of frog-eyed leaf spot resistance to the strobilurin and fungicides in Iowa. And in fact, last year's ISU area-wide trial, there was a considerable resistance, because some of the strobes in that trial did not perform very well. In fact, they were basically the same as the untreated check. And we did have quite a bit of frog eye leaf spot last year, as evidenced by some significant yield differences, as well as some poor quality that, some of the seed that's getting planted, we may not have it as good a quality.
And when I looked at the information we got sent out here before we had our interview, the trials show a 3,000-fold decrease in its sensitivity to the fungicides. I mean, that's a massive decrease.
Oh, exactly. And it goes back to no different than the herbicides. We want to use, multiple effective sites or modes of action. And, a lot of the fungicides in the past were a combination of a triazole and a strobilurin. And if the strobilurin isn't adding in any additional level of control, then we got all that weight of the control on the triazole. And so going forward, we want to look at bringing, new modes and new methods to help fight a lot of these diseases.
And so as we're looking at this year ahead, what should growers be keeping in the back of their mind as they be looking for a frog eye leaf spot? Or if they find it, should they be looking at it as a way that, hey, this might be the resistant strain and just treat it as such? Or what should they be looking at going into 2019 as we get further down the line?
Well, based on what I saw in those trials last year, the area-wide ISU trials, which, was 7 sites across the state, with the amount of resistance I saw, I'd almost say that, hey, we just got to kind of assume that a large portion is resistant. And so when we're picking a fungicide, we want one that is going to be effective. And FMC has a new product that we are introducing that just got labeled, called Luceno, that is a combination of a triazole and SDHI. So we have two modes that are going to be effective on that frog eye, especially that strobilurin resistant frog eye leaf spot.
All right, and so any of the farmers and producers that are looking at, you said Lucento, talking about that now, are we? What's the application? I mean, is it the same as applying any other fungicide, or is there any special ways of handling it? I mean, what should we know about the product?
Really, it goes back to scouting. I mean, the research over the years has really found that probably that R3 timing on soybeans has been the most effective and given them the best return on investment. And Lucento was the top yielding and gave the best control of Frog Eye last year in the ISU trial. So we're very excited to have this product and provide another tool for those growers to battle some of the problems that they're going to have or could encounter in 2019.
If farmers haven't encountered Frog Eye leaf spot, when's a good time for them to be scouting to start checking if they have it and what they need to be looking for?
Oh, typically when we get out into the reproductive, you know, the R1 timing of soybeans, so when we start seeing some flowers, you know, start looking for, you know, various diseases. There's a lot of good guides that a person can have, but frog eye is just basically a bunch of little irregular circular spots that kind of have a tan to gray center with kind of like a little halo. It's typically, you know, kind of a reddish brown. So it kind of almost looks like a little water spot that's on the leaves. And, you know, as that gets more and more severe, you lose more and more photosynthetic, which is what feeds those pods and seeds.
So, of course, if they're coming across that, or if they already want to kind of be proactive and be ready just in case they do see it, obviously they need to talk with their agronomist, FMC agronomist, too, and look at a plan of action they can have if this starts to creep up, right?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Like I said, I always encourage people to be out there scouting and looking at, you know, not only frog eye leaf spot, but there's a number of other diseases that they could be seeing out there. We did see quite a bit of Septoria brown spot last year, too. And so each year is going to be kind of different based on the weather conditions. But again, you know, get out in the field, check, look at the health, find something. Obviously, go ask your local retailer and help in that decision-making process.
If people want more information about Lucento or any other FMC products, where do they find that information, Brent?
Well, a couple things. They can probably talk to their local retailer. They should have a good handle on that information, as well as they can go to the FMC website, which is fmcagus.com.
All right. Well, Brent, I thank you very much for taking a few minutes to chat with us here today.
Thank you very much.
That's Brent Neuberger here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.